Same-sex marriage advocates warned the 2017 postal survey on marriage equality would damage mental health, and research being published today has confirmed their fears were valid. It finds the more same-sex attracted people were exposed to messages of prejudice and discrimination, the more they felt depressed and anxious. Lexi Metherill reports.
The 2017 postal survey asked a question that mattered deeply to same-sex attracted Australians.
The Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey is your chance to have your say on whether Australian law should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry.
In arguing for the plebiscite, the government said it could be unifying for the country. But Senator Penny Wong told Parliament how the same-sex marriage debate was exposing families to hatred.
Have a read of some of the things which are said about us and our families. And then come back here and tell us this is a unifying moment. The Australian Christian lobby described our children as the stolen generation.
Marriage equality advocates had opposed a plebiscite because they were worried about the effect of views like that. Among them was LGBTI activist Sally Rugg.
The LGBTI community and our friends begged the government to not put us through this process because we knew that people would be traumatised. We knew that we would see these terrible outcomes in terms of mental health.
And a new study has backed that view. The University of Sydney's Stefano Varelli from the School of Psychology is the lead author.
Same-sex attracted people who are more frequently exposed to messages of prejudice and messages of discrimination during the postal survey also reported more elevated symptoms of depression and anxiety and also stress.
The researchers carried out an online survey during the marriage law vote. They had just over 1,300 eligible respondents. Stefano Varelli says those who came across negative media messages more than once a day had distress levels 58% higher than those who were exposed to them only once a week.
And this is pretty much consistent with what they found overseas, both in the United States and in the Republic of Ireland, when they've had votes on same-sex marriage.
Sally Rugg says putting LGBTI people at the centre of a public debate increased the pressure on the already stigmatised minority groups.
Cultural narratives that reinforce discrimination of LGBTI people are everywhere from when you're born. And the survey gave this sort of enormous platform and enormous permission for all those horrible attitudes for LGBTI people to be given this huge microphone and legitimised.
The study also found that having family and friends in support of marriage equality offset the harm caused by negative messages. But for same-sex attracted people who didn't have personal support, Stefano Varelli says the public messages from LGBTI rights and mental health groups were critical.
Because these messages are being heard loud and clearly, especially amongst those who need it the most.
Stefano Varelli from the University of Sydney, ending Lexi Metherill's report. And if this story has raised concerns for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.